Welcome to Spiedel's California Minute. I'm your host, Catherine Zidan, and this week we're covering non-resident sole proprietor income and California taxability. We cover this topic in Spiedel's California Tax Letter, and you can see the benefits of this monthly subscription and download a sample issue at caltax.com under Publications. An issue facing out-of-state sole proprietors is whether revenue from services performed in their state of residence for California customers is considered California source income subject to California income tax. In the first decision by the Office of Tax Appeals that addressed this issue, which was the appeal of Larson in 2018, the OTA ruled that the taxpayer had to have some form of physical presence in California for the service revenues to be subject to tax. But that decision was non-precedential. Less than a year later, the OTA issued a precedential decision in Appeal of Bindley, reversing the decision in Larson. The Bindley decision is the current rule on this issue. In Bindley, the OTA, interpreting the same statutes and regulations as were examined in Larson, found that a non-resident sole proprietor who performed all his work outside California was subject to California tax on his income from California customers, even though he had no physical presence in California. The Bindley case considered whether California could tax an Arizona resident on income he received for screenplays he wrote in Arizona and sold to two California LLCs. When the FTB received two 1099s from the LLCs showing that the taxpayer had received $40,000 from them, the FTB sent the taxpayer a request for tax return. The taxpayer responded that he didn't have a filing requirement because all of his services were performed in Arizona, so he didn't have any California source income. Interestingly, the taxpayer in Larson performed all his services in Idaho for his California customers, and the OTA held that the taxpayer did not have any California source income and was not required to file a California return. Reversing the decision in Larson, the OTA found that Bindley did perform services in California because he received income from California customers. Because he was performing services both inside and outside California, he should have apportioned his income between the two states, with the income from his California customers sourced to California. Since the OTA issued its decision in Bindley, we've been warning out-of-state tax professionals who have California clients that they'll likely be subject to California taxes as long as the total income they receive exceeds the non-resident filing thresholds. The appeal of Luber, which was recently issued by the OTA, provides us with a case in point and shows that the OTA is not giving out-of-state accountants a break for not knowing the rules had changed. In Luber, a Washington accountant operating as a sole proprietorship was liable for California tax on fees earned from her California clients during the 2013 through 2015 tax years. The taxpayer conceded that she was liable for tax during the years at issue, although at a lower amount than was originally assessed. But she argued that penalties should be abated for reasonable cause because she was unaware that the sourcing rules had changed for non-resident sole proprietors. During the years at issue in this case, it was unclear whether the market-based sourcing rules applied to out-of-state sole proprietors because Bindley was not decided until 2019, and even the OTA itself had said it didn't apply in Larson. The taxpayer argued that she had no idea California's sourcing rules for sole proprietorships had changed until the FTB contacted her in 2017. Unfortunately, the OTA ruled that ignorance of the law was no excuse. The OTA noted that the taxpayer, an accountant, by her own admission, quote, took no action to ascertain or understand California's market-based sourcing law change until she was contacted by FTB in 2017. This, despite the fact that she generated hundreds of thousands of dollars of income from California payers for each tax year at issue, as shown on Forms 1099 that she prepared, end quote. This case is an important reminder that the FTB is going after out-of-state tax preparers for failing to pay tax on their fees from California clients. Remember, there's no statute of limitations for non-filers. The FTB examines 1099s to see if out-of-state preparers have filed their returns, and they can and will go back to as far as the 2013 tax year. If you haven't registered yet for Spidel's 2023 post-tax season update and review webinar, there are still a few live sessions coming up, or you can register for the on-demand version. See the topics covered and get registered at caltax.com under webinars. That's all for this week. Join us next time for another episode of Spidel's California Minute.